Welcome back to The Pulse by Apaleo, the voice of hospitality tech leaders, the podcast all about sharing insight and knowledge from thought leaders within the hospitality and tech community. I'm your host, Alicia, and today we're chatting with Apaleo founder, Benjamin, and special guest stars, Stayray's Laura Neuberger and Deco Sebastian Constantine. In today's episode, we'll talk about Stayray's story and why they chose to make an app to go alongside Apaleo's platform with the help of Deco and their developers. Not only that, but we'll also learn how one app became three apps. We'll also dive into the topic of why making it simple with your hospitality tech is so important, not only for yourself, but for your team and for your guest, and why it's not as hard as you maybe think. Find out also at the end what past Apaleo Pulse guest star has a new project brewing with Deco. Just to get started with this exciting conversation, maybe Lara, if you want to maybe tell us a little bit about yourself and what Stayray is.
Sure, yes. So I work with Stayray since 2019. So I was one of the first people joining our two founders in this exciting journey. And I'm responsible for the marketing and branding. But I also set up the entire reservations and distributions department, which I'm still heading as well. So my function is a little two-sided. So I have a lot of touch points with Apaleo in marketing aspects, but also in terms of the entire customer journey, basically. So yeah, and to Stayray, we are a service department provider. We are focusing ourselves on the digital generation. So this is why we want our customer journey to be as digital as possible as well. And we have an emphasis on design, the community, and also tech aspects. Currently, we have locations open in Berlin and Bielefeld. And we have more openings coming this year in Frankfurt and in the coming years in locations like Cologne and Dresden, for example. We are because we're a service department, we're perfect for the long stay guest, basically. We have a kitchen in our apartments, in all of our apartments. And but we also target ourselves to the business traveler who wants the service of a hotel, but also likes to have the comforts of your own apartment. So you basically have everything you need, and you're not limited yourself, but in a hotel room, for example, without a kitchen. Besides that, all of our Stayrays have a loft where we invite our guests to hang out with other people, use the co-working space. They can use a washing area. Buy drinks, snacks, but also interact with our hosts, because while we're not there 24/7 a day, we do have hosts on property that assist our guests as well. So we are very technology focused, but we don't have people cut out completely. So I think it's the perfect balance. Yeah, that's about Stayray, basically.
Wonderful, thank you. And then Sebastian, maybe you could tell us a little bit about yourself and Deco.
Well, I'm Sebastian Constantine. I teamed up with my partner a few years ago. It was during our study, and we were both studying computer science in Bremen here in the north of Germany. And we teamed up and founded our company 15 years ago. About 5 years later, we had the first touch points with the hospitality industry. And from there on, we did a lot of solutions, worked with different partners and different small to mid-size hotel chains in Germany, to create digital solutions to have different workflows, to optimize workflows, to create apps, websites, booking engines, meaning internet booking engines, channel managers in the background, all of them as an own development from our side. And why customize it, or why change it, and why not use something that's already there? Well, that's That is something I think all of us had had previous contact with. Most of the technology we're seeing in the business right now is sometimes old, sometimes not that modern. Sometimes the processes are not that continuous how we wish them. They are not that optimized. And this is kind of our main business side purpose to work with our customers, mainly hoteliers, and optimize this process to think of new ways to achieve things. And basically, this is what we're doing now with different partners like Stayery, which we are very glad to work with since 2 years, 3 years now. And this is basically it. We are developers and very happy to have known Apaleo now from 2 years, 3 years, because they change a lot of our work or how we work with property management systems. And that is a very big thing, looking the past 10 years, where different processes were much more complex and complicated.
Laura, I would like to ask you how technology in the end is part of the whole concept that you created. So how you want to use technology to really make the life of the guests more exciting and also more self-service, and why you created an app. So what actually are the guests of yours really able to do with the app, and how Detco played in as the one that was developing this app?
Okay, sure. Basically, how does tech play an impact for Stayery? Like I said earlier, we really want to focus on the digital generation, and because of that, basically digitalizing the customer journey was very important in our views. And besides digitalizing the customer journey for the convenience of the guest, of course, it's also a question of profitability in the end. So we're trying to find the perfect balance of offering great customer service, but also having a product that is profitable in the end. Our idea is that the guest can basically go from booking to checkout without having any contact with us if he would want that. So we have our check-in terminal. The guest would receive a booking confirmation and a pre-arrival email prior to his stay. And the pre-arrival email contains a PIN code where he can let himself into the building. And once he's in the building, there's a check-in terminal. It looks like an ice cream cart. It's a very funny design. And there we have an iPad where the guest can, with his booking number and name, basically check himself in. And the check-in terminal also prints a physical card for the guest that he can use to open his room. And with this card, he can open the outside door. He can open his apartment door, and basically that's it with the check-in. And the guest checked in without our help. Besides that, he can buy drinks and snacks on an iPad as well with another app that we developed together with Detco. That's also linked to Apaleo, basically a point of sale that we have developed that allows the guest to digitally pay for any products they consume at the hotel. And there's another app that we're using with another provider, which is called WeWash, where the guests can wash and use their laundry. But we're using their service at the moment because it's very it very fits our needs, basically. But this complements kind of what we're offering in terms of the guest moving through the hotel without being in contact with us if he doesn't. And it also plays, of course, into our hands with the corona crisis, that this is actually an added benefit for any guests that do not want to have too much contact at the moment. They really don't need to. So it's really a plus in this period of time as well. And what kind of complements these apps or this journey, this customer journey, is the app for the phone that we developed. So you can download the app in the Play Store or for Android or in the App Store for Apple. And can basically check in yourself before your stay. And once you're at the hotel, you can open the door with your phone and open your room, your apartment door with the phone as well. So there's no need to interact with the check-in terminal on property anymore. You already have the room key on your phone and you're already checked into to our system. So that's basically the entire digital customer journey. But in all of this processes, of course, we do have our hosts on property, so they're not there throughout the day, but during the times where the hotels are most frequented. So for the check-in and check-out times, most of the times the hosts assist our guests when they arrive or when they leave the hotel. So it's not completely staffless, but all to the extent that the guest desires. Basically, if he wants the assistance, he can get it, and if he doesn't want it, he doesn't need to. It's not forced onto him like at a hotel reception where you have no other choice than interacting with the receptionist.
And how did you decide to develop all of this customly? Because there is products out there in the markets, but there most likely was a driver. Maybe you didn't find the right proper products. So why did you decide to develop it by yourself, actually, or by actually having Debco helping you to provide it? And I also am really funny to hear that you now have an ice cream cart, because I thought it was a hot dog stand at some point.
Yeah, it depends. I think it's open for interpretation. For some people, it's an ice cream cart. For some people, it's a hot dog stand. I'm not sure where we landed on it. I think we landed more on the ice cream side. But because of the colorful, of the pastel colorful umbrella on top, but it's open for interpretation. So if you want it to be a hot dog cart, you can have it be a hot dog cart.
Okay. You definitely didn't find something like this as an already existing product. So that already explains why you had to develop the kiosk, the check-in terminal yourself. But why did you develop also the other products?
Yeah, exactly. So why we developed the check-in terminal, I mean, like you said, we wanted it to be really unique. So we didn't want it to be just a computer in the wall where the guest checks in. We wanted it to be a unique design, and the whole check-in terminal is built for our needs. So it's custom made for us with a printer inside that prints the card as well. So it is very, very unique. But besides that, we also didn't find another solution that was fitting all our needs, both in terms of how customizable it is. That's what Sebastian already mentioned earlier. We have a really strong branding, and it's very important for us that the customer, like the branding, goes through the entire customer journey. And when the guest arrives at the hotel, he recognizes the styles that he saw on the website, maybe when booking. And we just wanted to be, the branding to be present at all these stages. It wasn't customizable enough, the solutions that we saw out there. And in the end, we also, some of them also don't fit our needs as a long stay product, because we're tending to the short and long term customer. Some things are different in terms of payment. Some things are different in terms of how is the city tax calculated. So that adds to the customizable factors, and that makes it really hard to work with already existing software. And besides that, we think that once we open more hotels, there's going to be a very good return on investment in terms of the software that we develop, because we can use it for all the upcoming properties and don't need to pay licensing fees ongoing for the rest of our journey to any other software providers. Besides that, I mean, the app we developed because we wanted the guests to have a little bit more flexibility for the check-in, so to not needing to use the physical room key, to just have like a digital key on the phone, because we think it's the way forward. You see it with a lot of even bigger hotel chains that a digital key is some of the standards nowadays to provide this. So that's why our app at this current moment only provides this very basic function. So check-in plus digital key. And once we grow, we might add to the app some community factors, some other features to the app, like getting notifications maybe when your apartment is being cleaned and things like that. But there we see like potential to to have the app grow as our company grows and as we might see other needs in terms of reaching out to the guest during the customer journey. And lastly, we developed the point of sale. This is the last app that the app that we developed most recently. Basically, we used an external provider for that as well before, but they discontinued service in Germany and we were never really 100% happy with the customizable part of it. It wasn't in our stay redesign and it wasn't planned as a long-term solution for us. But when we first started Stayery, we didn't know how important the buying snacks and drinks component is going to be for our customers. But now that we have two properties open, we know that it's very well received and it's a very important part of the customer journey, actually. So we went to Detco and said we want to customize this ourselves. And within a couple of months, we made our own point of sale, basically, which we can now use at all the upcoming properties. The products that we sell, we can easily manage within Apaleo as well. We can upload new products within there, and it's directly connected to the point of sale. And in the point of sale, you can either pay directly with, you are required to pay directly. You can't just book it onto your room, but you can pay directly and don't get a bill for it if you don't need to, or you can book it onto your room. And once you check out, you can get a separate bill for all the food and beverages that you consumed. So that's also the advantage that it's linked to Apaleo. We didn't have this feature before and customers were asking for getting bills for their food and beverage consumption as well, but we weren't able to provide this. And now with the connection to Apaleo, we can easily give the guest the opportunity to charge it to his room as well and receive a bill for it afterwards. So yeah, these are the three components basically throughout the customer journey. And
I think it's so amazing that you guys decided, okay, so there's not a product out there that fits for us and fits for our customers. So you went and found a company that could help and make this customizable app that's perfect for both your community and your brand. How did you go around finding Detco and the team with Sebastian and everything? How did you go about finding them?
Yeah, so basically we wanted to, we decided very from the start that we weren't big enough yet, or we didn't have the internal resources to hire own developers. So we decided really quickly that we wanted to go with an external agency. And with an external agency, it was important for us that they had experience in the hospitality sector. And Detco had this, especially because our founders are both not coming from the hospitality background. And of course, this experience that Detco brought in this regard was also really valuable for us. And Detco had great references, was recommended to us by another hotelier. So that's why we decided to go with Detco.
Makes total sense. So my next question for Sebastian, how did your team respond to this request for an app with Stayery?
Yeah, well, with great excitement. Because we really liked the product. We had a meeting in Cologne, I think, and we were interested in the product itself. It was, until then, we worked only with hotels, with the classic hotels with one or two rooms, night stays, and so on. And this was something new, and also Apaleo. To be honest, because and until then we had a lot of experience in the industry, but like I said, the existing software might sometimes be a bit clunky, a bit some coming from the 90s, and this is something which goes on even if they offer cloud-based solutions and so on. The APIs behind it they are not that modern, they are not there, they are difficult to use, and so on. And having this a new hospitality concept with another customer in Cologne, with having Apaleo as a PMS to work with, which at that point we didn't know much about Apaleo, but promised to be very easy in the work with. And also, another for you had we worked previously for the doors with another door lock provider, and everything was new. And we said, okay, let's try it. Let's try and let's see if our solutions, which and our ideas, which we gathered in the past years. How does this work with a totally new environment and totally new customers and partners? And in the least, we're a development company, and so we're always great and interested in new products. We have to grow, we have to grow with the market, we have to know what is new, and so on. And yeah, and like exactly like Laura said, because we had experience beforehand with hoteliers, there are a lot of difficulties over the years to create the solutions. And being at the beginning, some solutions weren't even there. They had to be developed on the other side. There was no API for something. We had to work around things and do something different. And we had another app with another hotel with basically the same thing, mobile check-in. But in the end, it took longer to develop. It took longer to have the end result. And the first product with Stereo was this mobile check-in or self check-in terminal. Which is basically the basis for the app, and which kickstarted the POS terminal, which Laura was talking about. Meaning, everything after that, after the start, got even more easier and even more faster.
Yeah, actually, we are really happy that that Stereo brought us in contact with Detco, because this is really a really cool story to talk about. That you actually started implementing custom products for one of our customers, and then more and more of those custom applications. But in the end, you also were then also converting to developing products that can actually be on the Appaleo store and make it also available, your experience and your the expertise that you have in the industry, make it available also to the rest of the Appaleo customers. Up to the point that you actually were featuring in the keynote of our hackathon that happened recently. So it is kind of a success story from implementing for a custom solutions to really going to the end and being part of our Appaleo community now.
Yes, exactly. We were very glad to be invited to the hackathon. One of our main developers did that, and it was something new for him for for sure. But without praising Appaleo now one again too high, but Appaleo is the main reason why we started developing apps, because we saw this new property management system, we saw the possibilities behind it, we saw the opportunities for us as a company. We were developing custom solutions always, but we never thought of our solutions as, okay, let's build a product from this one, because it wasn't that easy. It was always depending on a special on technique, depending on something special to have this API, or this had to be activated, this had to be to exist at all in the hospitality or in the hotel and whatever. And this possibility to have an app for clear tasks. Deploy that in the app store, in an app store where everybody who has Appaleo can use it. We found that great, yeah. And to be honest, it's mainly the reason why we started working so good together, yeah.
I think it's so amazing, the story of Stereo in combination with Detco on top of Appaleo. It's so intermingled, but so easy at the same time. And I think going forward in the hospitality industry, that innovation starting from the groundwork of having that strong community and branding sense, but wanting what's best for your customers, which means at this point, adding more tech, not being able to find it, okay, let's create it, is going to be the path forward for a lot of companies maybe who are going to be looking at Stayery in combination with Deco in the next 10, 15 years when the rest of the hospitality catches up with you. Do you have any advice for maybe future entrepreneurs who are looking to enhance their tech side to be more like Stayery's team?
Okay, I don't want to give away too many tips, but of course, it's like you said, and it's not a secret that the hospitality industry in general is still a little bit reluctant to technology and a little bit further behind than other industries are. And I think software like Apuleo is a great start to help hoteliers go more into the digital direction, because something like a PMS, you don't just develop yourself because you say the PMS you use is horrible, or it doesn't connect with, doesn't have open APIs and things like that. So I think it's a good first step to have like one of a software that everyone needs basically, like a PMS. Nobody would, or most people wouldn't go out and program this themselves. So this is definitely a service that you would require to buy from an external provider. And I think Apuleo there is a great solution because it sets the groundwork for hoteliers like us that want to build onto Apuleo and add apps that make our lives easier. And I think the concept is perfect because it offers you all the things that you need, but it doesn't offer all the things that you don't need. And whatever you do need, you can feel free to program it on top and make it really easy. Like I said, the point of sale, it was developed within very few months, where we said, okay, this provider that we currently have is going offline, so we need to quickly develop something. And we brought it online. Like, that was the app that we brought online the fastest for sure. Things like these open APIs make it even possible for us, I think, to go this direction. So, how you see it from a lot of how when I've spoken to other hoteliers, a lot of people are still with the old players, like with the long established PMSs. And there it's where it all starts, because these PMSs don't offer certain things. And then that's where you get stuck in the end, I think. So, I think it's my biggest tip probably is to look for software that doesn't keep you down, but helps you develop your own things and supports you in your creativity and optimizing the customer journey and doesn't limit you in these regards. You need something that is open to not limit your own ideas as well, because if you know that it's not possible, or if it's a software where you don't even reach somebody and you never talk to somebody personally, of course, you don't even think that there's any possibilities. But yeah, the sky's the limit. So basically, I think, get yourself software that supports your aspirations and ideas. That's my tip, basically.
No, I think that's a great tip. And you brought something up and you said, make it easy for yourself. And in our last podcast episode with Marco Nussbaum, he also said, make it easy. That is the key takeaway, I think, going into the future for hospitality. Why not use amazing teams like Sebastian's and Deco to make those apps for you, to make your life easier? Hospitality industry is already so hard in so many different ways. Why add to the stress with your technology?
I think what you can't forget as well is that we don't just build the software for the customer as well. I mean, in the end, we also build it for our team, because we want our team to not be stuck with like mundane tasks, like doing things all over and over again, the same things. We want them to be with the customer, to have time to provide great customer service. So in the end, it also comes back to your own team and making sure that the software is not just good for the guests, but also supports your team. I think that's part of the overall process that you shouldn't forget.
maybe it also helps that the founders of Stayery are not from the industry, right? Because they have a different view on such things. They have clear expectations what technology should provide, and they don't have this history of what is available right now. They just want to start their business, and they have their ideas. And then they team up with somebody like you, Laura, with the expertise from the industry. And then, yeah, there's just a fresh look on this whole topics. I think this was definitely also a main driver why you are so successful.
For sure. I mean, both of our founders definitely have the attitude of nothing is impossible, because they don't know what's possible and what's not possible. And me coming from more of the traditional background, like I've worked at Hilton and Hyatt, and it's like big American hotel corporations. Of course, there I was limited in certain things, and it maybe limits yourself a little bit because you don't think outside the box that much anymore. And I think it's a good mix to bring in the expertise and sometimes bring Hannibal and Robert down to earth and really tell them what's important. But you're completely right. I think coming from a different background also is a great advantage, because you don't think in boxes, and you don't think what's not possible. You think of what's possible.
Yeah. And that definitely helps also for the team, because as you said, not always being confronted with bad technology or routine tasks, also the happiness factor of your team actually grows, and then they can provide also better services to their customers. So it's kind of a cycle, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. This, because you said something funny. Yeah, make it easy. And yeah, this is exactly the point in. As we started, I found anything I saw 10 years ago in a hotel market was that monolithic and big and clunky and old in the handling and working with technology. And we were appalled at first. Coming also not from the hospitality industry, I studied computer science. I didn't have to do anything with it. And then seeing that, I was surprised. Yes. So why do they not do this way or this way? And exactly these questions drove us year ago, and another year and another year and another year for exactly this question. And the beauty of Apeleo as a property management system is because it's exactly that. It's simple, and you can extend it by your own needs. So if we have still this advice for young entrepreneurs, is to not go out with a big chunk of software because it can do everything, but you won't need everything it can do. Also, like some software like table calculations, like Excel, most of us don't use more than 20-30% of that software because it can do so much. And this is exactly, you have a system which allows you through specific apps to extend what you really want to do, and to use that and to customize your own journey by picking what you want, and not using a big something which they have their processes already done, and you cannot change it that easy at all. And exactly this is the point. Keep it simple, keep it low. And that's not easy to achieve. To everyone wants simple, but simple doesn't mean easy. But yeah.
My next question is for both of you, Laura and Sebastian. If you could go back in time right before Stayery and Deco started working together, but you were able to keep the knowledge you have today of the processes, would you do anything differently? Would you be bolder with any choices?
I'll start with that one. So I think I don't think we would necessarily be bolder, because when we first started working with Detco, I wasn't working for Stayery yet, but Hannibal and Robert were, like we already discussed, not from the hospitality background. So I think they looked at it from, sometimes didn't realize things like, which information do we actually have from the guest? Like, how does the check-in really need to work? So I think if we would go back, there's actually things how we could have made the process faster, maybe. Things that we now only learned in actually bringing the product out, like seeing how the customers use it, or finding out from which channel do we get which information. Things like, it's important that the guest can check in with this booking.com booking number as well, and not just with the reservation number that we have in the system, because he might not know his reservation number from Apeleo, but he knows his reservation number from booking.com. So I think there's a lot of things that we've learned throughout the process. So I think we were pretty bold, but of course, if we would go back now, we might have found solutions faster if we would have been closer on the guest and really like looking more at the guest at the customer journey. So I think we were maybe looking at it even sometimes too innovative and too zoomed out, and needed to zoom in a little bit more. But that's how we perfected the product product now. And I think that's what we learned probably for further developments, to always include the customer as well, which was hard if you start without a customer and you work on a software, but think customer first as well. Like, what is useful for the customer? And where do I need to basically pick up the customer? At which standpoint, where is he standing, and what does he need? And so I think that's what we mostly learned. So I don't think we weren't bold enough, but I think we learned a lot during the process also for future apps of ours.
Understandable. And Sebastian, from your team, was there anything that you really took away from working with Stayery that you wish you would have known before you started, or would have been nice to know at least?
No, not really. I already mentioned it to it was the first contact with Apeleo in depth. It was great. Yes, exactly like this, because I know we're a company. We're not that big of a company, but I have my long-time developers, my senior developers, and when they come over after working with other PMS systems and other door locking systems and so on, and then when they tell me, look, this is fast, I'm done by next week, I'm done by tomorrow, it's heavy, I have a documentation, I have this works, this is something I know, and I register, and I say, okay, this is cool. This is nothing I would, for sure, I would be happy to know it in advance, but then I wouldn't have that surprise with Apeleo. But it's basically, it's exactly that, and this is what drove us to create four other apps for the Apeleo store. Extensions from the Apeleo base, which is there and provides you with anything you would need. The only, when working with Stayery, the only thing is, like I said, we have different partners, and we have another door locking system, and the challenges were exactly on that side, lesser on the property management side, which I thought at the beginning of, but more on the systems around it, meaning how can I open that door? You have a printer for those cards, for those room cards. The self check-in terminal being the first product we created. There is this printer for the cards, and we had a few more issues at the beginning, but it wasn't especially on Apeleo's side. It was the other things around to have this environment work together nicely.
It's good to hear that you say that there is more fun when you talk to your developers, that they experience more fun. And I think when people are enjoying their work more and they don't always facing any obstacles, then they have more fun in their work. So they also can produce better products. And people like Laura and yourself, or the ones who are really responsible for defining the processes and how everything is supposed to look like, they can focus on really on this and think about the customer instead of always thinking about how to overcome some obstacles, technical obstacles.
Yes, exactly. This overcoming of obstacles and finding of solutions around something because it's not working as expected, or I'm not getting the right information that I need, or in the time I need, and I have to build some caching over there to have the search, because the search for reservations lasts much too long. And if I have a self check-in terminal, I cannot let a customer wait a few minutes to have the search ready. So this is something we had to do before with other property management systems. This is very hands-on, guest-centered. I cannot, the guest cannot wait 3-4 minutes until his reservation is found. I have to be faster, and this is exactly this. If the developer comes over and says, okay, this works right away, I'm getting the right data, I'm getting it just in time, I do not have to write anything else. So it's more fun for my colleagues to work with, and it's faster. Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, I would be, maybe Laura doesn't want to share too much, but you already said that you are opening two new properties in, I think, even 2021, right, in Cologne and Frankfurt, as far as I know. And do you have any new upcoming projects also from development side? Do you have new ideas that you would like to kind of quick share with us?
Sure. Yeah, like you said, we have new properties opening this year, Frankfurt still in October, and Cologne has moved to the beginning of next year. So next year we're opening opening new properties as well. And yeah, in terms of technology, I mean, the more properties we open, the more important it is for us to advance our technology as well. And like I mentioned earlier, the more properties we open, the bolder we can get as well with the technology we want to develop for ourselves, because the more hotels we have, the bigger the return on investment, of course, on the software that we develop. And what we have in mind is definitely our own booking engine, because there's also no product out there that fits our needs 100%. So this is definitely a midterm project that's on our to-do list. And besides that, I think we're always looking to optimize our app further. But I think we're taking it as we go to see what does the customer require. And that's why we started low and said, okay, we're giving the basic functions. You can check in, you can receive your room key, but we're growing our app based on our customer needs. And these are the two items I think that are most most relevant and that we're looking at.
Wonderful. And for Deco, is Sebastian, anything on the plans for this year? Anything you want to share?
Yeah, we had a lot of plans. I hope COVID-19 is finally on the way out midsummer, and we can all share a bit more of freedom. But yeah, we have a lot of things going on. Also with the guest you had the last time on with Marco. Also in connection with Apaleo, so he has new things, he has interesting ideas, which we're a part of, we are happy to be a part of, and to develop with him exactly this, a few more solutions for Apaleo. And as Laura mentioned it, an own booking engine with more possibility to have it customizable, yeah, we're already looking into that, so yeah. These are our things.
I want to thank you both so much for joining us on the Pulse by Apaleo with Benny and myself. It was such a pleasure to speak with you both about how to especially just make things easier for your customers and your own teams.
Yeah, keep it simple. This is my message to the audience.
We are trying to help here. And thanks for Stayery being one of our first customers, and thanks for Detco really being part of our community now. Really great to have you guys on board.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure.
I'm happy too.
Thank you for joining us this time on the Pulse by Apaleo, the voice of hospitality tech leaders. While you're at it, if you enjoyed this episode, click that subscribe button to get the newest podcast episodes from your friends at Apaleo. Tune in next time to hear a new set of special guest stars in the rising Switzerland startup community, whose focus is to reduce waste and save money by using an AI-driven solution. Kytro mitigates food waste and recuperates losses. Founders of Kytro, Anna and Naomi, will join myself and Appaleo founder Martin on next time's episode. Trust me, you won't want to miss this one. Until next time, ciao, my friends.